There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Coach Rick, Think Outside the Diamond. Today's topic is going to be based on hitting. I want to talk about how you guys and why you guys should be more aggressive early in the count. So important, because what happens is, first off, when you're taught to pitch and you're young, what is the first thing they teach these pitchers is to get ahead of the hitters, right? Not to fall behind. And that's stressed and that's pounded on when you're younger. And that's usually the case when you get older too. You always want to try to get ahead of the hitter. You don't want to try to get behind. So with that said, it's common sense that you're going to probably, more than likely, if the pitcher's doing and following this kind of concept, that you're going to get more better pitchers earlier in the count. So the key here is you want to make sure you're more aggressive early in the count. I'm going to talk about this because the other benefit is that the later it gets in the count, the more advantage it goes to the pitcher. And that's just from different studies that's been put on and different books I've read that I've seen. And it makes a lot of sense that the deeper in the count you go, the more advantage goes to the pitcher. Earlier in the count is always advantage to the hitter because, again, they're trying to get ahead of the count. Deeper in the count, they're trying to – now they're setting you up for certain pitches. So early in the count, they can't really have any pitches to set up the next pitch, okay, because it's early. But as you get deeper, these pitches now are going to start setting up certain pitches to set up the next pitch to get you out. So changing eye level or going in and away or going, you know, off speed and fastball. So, you know, later in the count, it's more beneficial for the pitcher. So as a hitter, I want to be more aggressive. I want to really be in attack zone. I want to really be in a focal point of, all right, I'm going to attack, especially the first one or two pitches. If it's there, I'm going for it. Now, obviously, if you get in a bind and you get in, you know, deep in the count, you're going to have to battle out of that. But early in the count, hitters, I need you guys to really buy into this because it's going to be a game changer. You need to be more aggressive. More aggressive early in the count. If you do that and you go up there and you attack and think attack mode, more than likely you're going to get a better pitch to hit than if you wait later in the at bat. Secondly, pitchers tend to feel a bit more comfortable. So the first pitch at bat, you start getting more pitches into that at bat. The pitchers start to feel a bit more comfortable. They start reading the hitters more. So the coaches get more information. So if you swing and miss and you're 3-2, whatever, they've seen five swings. They've seen five takes, whatever. So your body language, your swings, they're reading that. So early in the count, they don't have anything really to read on except for the last at bat. So basically that, you know, that's another advantage early in the count. They're not going to be able to adjust pitches based on what they're seeing during that at bat. So early in the count, guys, I can't stress it enough, is the key to being a great hitter is also getting great pitch to hit. And getting a great pitch to hit is going to happen more than likely earlier in the count. So again, my message today is take home message, be aggressive early in the count, especially the first one or two pitches. All right. Keep swinging, keep ripping, and keep listening. It's Training Lab. Think outside the diamond. Talk soon.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings, much more. Geico has been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.